Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of pro-metabolic food supplements and seriously saturated skincare. And today we have one of our gorgeous clients, Irene, on the podcast. She's in the US. She's nearly 45. She has two boys and she also runs her own business. So like many of the women in our program, kids, work, just trying to manage it all. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And so let's start with, you know, what issues were you experiencing prior to joining the program in terms of health issues, maybe weight gain, what diets had you tried, and then what made you decide to join?
So I had started to gain weight. So I'd never really had to worry about it. And so I wasn't much of a dieter. I'm a chef and I have a nutrition degree. And so I've always felt like I have a pretty good handle on food. And I'm also a yoga instructor, so I've always been very active and my work in the kitchen is really active. And so I'd never struggled with weight, and I'd always been pretty fit and strong. And after I had my second son, it just took me a really long time to recover. My pregnancies were really, really challenging with both of my boys. And my recovery after my first, I was much, much younger and it felt pretty easy. And once I wasn't pregnant, I was like, this is the best. I feel great. And then I was a little bit older with my second son and pregnancy was equally challenging. And after I had him, it took a long time to come back from it. And I was finally feeling like, okay, getting a little bit better, but I also started having some like perimenopausal menopausal issues after having him. I bled for months and months and months and it just wouldn't stop. And I went to my doctors and was like, I can't live like this. I can't bleed all the time. I have an infant, I have a little boy and and so they gave me an IUD, which pretty much stopped my periods. And it was like, okay, well, I'll, you know, keep going and life moves on. And I didn't have much of a cycle. And then when I turned 40, even though I still had the IUD, I started just putting on weight. Like I hadn't changed what I was eating. I hadn't changed what I was doing in my day-to-day life. But I was just putting on weight and I started having hot flashes and I had a lot of rage issues and I was like, I'd really like to make it through this and have my boys still like me. And my husband still wanted to be want to be married to me, you know? And so I started, you know, going to doctors and trying to figure out what was going on. And of course, you know, they would do blood draws and said, oh, you know, you're fine. And I don't think you're perimenopausal. Like, we don't know what's going on. And I just kept gaining weight. And so take me back. Let's see. It's been a little, I think I've been doing this now for almost 18 months. And so it was August of, what was that, 2023. I got to do a project with a local photographer for women over 40. And I went in and had these pictures taken and I hated how I felt and how I looked. And I had never really felt like that. And I didn't like what was happening with my body. And again, the hormones were just crazy and I felt crazy. And I left there like something has to change. And so how I found you, a friend of mine introduced me to you on Instagram and I started following you because just everything that you were preaching, I was like, yeah, this is everything I believe. And this is like eat real food. And I've never believed in diets and I've never had to do it. And so then after I left that photography session, I was like, I got to do something and I can't seem to figure it out myself. I've got too many other things on my plate. I'm running my business. I'm raising my kids. I'm trying to like live my life and I can help other people and I can't help myself. So I think I signed up for your like 28-day
challenge.
Yeah. And I went through it and I was like, this is legit. Everything that you're saying, I believe in, and I just need somebody to tell me what to do. Like, I can't decide anymore. I can't figure out what I figure out food for everybody else. I can't figure it out for myself. Like, this is my job, and I don't want to do my job for me, kind of thing. And so, yeah, I started.
Wow, what a great story. Oh, and I can only imagine, yeah, like just with the food as well, if you've been a chef and looking after the family, just like, oh God, someone else, just help me. So it makes total sense. Okay, great. Now talk about what are the results you've seen in terms of weight loss, body composition changes, and then the health improvements.
So when I went into it, I was like, I don't really like I had gained weight. I'd never been someone who weighed myself. I never weighed myself. I was always like, oh, if my clothes fit and I feel strong and I can lift all the things I need to lift and move the way I want, I'd weigh myself every now and then. But I'd always kind of felt heavier than most people my size. I'm pretty petite, and when I would weigh myself, I was always heavier than everybody. Anyway, so. When I came in, I was probably the heaviest I've ever been, but also just real soft. And I have lost, I wrote it down so I could remember. So I haven't lost that much weight really, but I've lost almost 10% body fat, and I've always been pretty lean. And so I'm down to like 15% body fat now, which is pretty low, I know, for a lot of people, but I think it's where I always felt healthiest. It's where I kind of resided most of my life, was in that range. But I've lost like 16 inches, and I've gained, oh, I think the lean muscle gain, I've gained like 7 pounds of lean muscle, which I think is pretty impressive. So considering I've lost about 10 pounds and gained 7 pounds of muscle and, lost 10% body fat, I'm pretty excited about that. But I'm
Incredible.
big,
It really is.
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've lost the fat and I've gained the muscle and I feel good in my clothes again and I feel strong again. And like, so the bigger part for me was the hormone aspect. So when I started working with Kathleen, she was fantastic. And I said, like, I'd really like to get rid of the IUD because I don't know what's happening in my body. Like, I don't know when I'm having a cycle. I'm perimenopausal. I know I am because I have all of the symptoms. Like I have all of the things happening. But when I go to my doctor's office, they're like, "Oh, you're fine. You're too young for that. Like that's not what's going on." And like even to the point of finding a new doctor and having her refuse to do blood draws because she was like, "Well, it won't really do anything and there's nothing we can do about it and you already have an IUD and that's what we would tell you to do." So just about 6 months into working with Kathleen, I had that taken out, and it took a little while for everything to balance out. And I was pretty fearful to do that because I was like, I can't bleed again. Before I had it put in, I was just bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. But I now have a more regular cycle than I've ever had in my life, which is phenomenal. And my rage that I was having is better. I still have moments, but I think it feels less like I'm outside of my body. Like before, I would say it felt like I knew what I was saying wasn't what I wanted to say. And I was so angry, but I was outside of my body and I couldn't control it and I couldn't stop it. And that doesn't seem to happen very often anymore. And the hot flashes are like, they don't exist anymore. I still have a little black hair that grows out of my chin, which I really wish I could get rid of. But, that one, I don't know. But yeah, I think the hormone changes are, I'm just so happy with where I'm at right now with that. Like the carrot salad, I think for me, there's been times when I wasn't good about shredding the carrots and making it because just life is happening. And I really noticed a difference with that. So, for me, that's one of the biggest things. Besides gaining muscle and losing weight and like
Yeah.
just being more thoughtful about it, what I eat. Like I said, I always ate really well. Like I grew up on a ranch, like we grew our own food and ate all the things that. So that's always kind of how I've eaten and how I've cooked for my family, and how I cook for my clients. So we always felt like we ate really clean and good food, but I never paid attention to what I was eating. And I always thought, oh, I eat so much because I'm cooking throughout the day and I'm tasting throughout the day. And I sit down and I have a full meal and I've never like rationed myself. But when we started, I actually began paying attention to how much I was eating and I wasn't eating enough. And so that was a fascinating thing to figure out that, like, oh, I'm actually, yeah, I'm kind of eating throughout the day, but I'm not like sitting down and making sure that I'm taking in enough food. And so that was a big shift for me as well, just making sure that, well, I am feeding myself as well as everybody else.
It's
So.
just so it's so common with like every woman that comes into our program. I just don't think you're aware, really. People who've never tracked, but then even women who track, like they just, yeah, it's I think it's getting you to eat more and more carbohydrates. Like talk about some of the beautiful, nourishing foods that you eat and the carbs. And 'cause I think a lot of women sometimes listen to the podcast, they're like, oh my God, in order to get this result, I'm gonna have to restrict and cut out sugar and cut out carbs. But it's the opposite, and dairy and all the foods. I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method, but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're gonna learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
So I never really cut anything out. So I always had had dairy and gluten and carbs and all of the things. But like, just again, like making sure I'm getting enough of everything was a really big deal. So I've made my own sourdough for years. So that was a really easy one to like, okay, just make sure I'm eating it. And I'm not much of a sweet person, so that's never been, but I love fruit. So like eating fruit or making sure. I was never really an ice cream person, but you guys have kind of turned me on to like having a little bit of ice cream, but I usually put some fruit with it and it's like not as sweet. And I started making my own rice pudding. I tried to do some store-bought, I couldn't handle it. It was way too sweet for my tastes. But I started making my own rice pudding and like just not making it very sweet. And I love having that as an option in the morning when I get up because it's just sweet enough, it has, and I can have fruit with that. And I love potatoes and yams and, just all of that rice.
So
Do all
good.
of
I know the carbs,
that.
like
Yeah,
I
I love
love
all of
carbs too.
it. Yeah.
Oh, incredible. I just always love doing these interviews because it still blows my mind, you know, some of the incredible results we get for women. Like, and your the amazing body composition change, but also the that hormone. Like, if you, it's you're right, it is actually truly incredible. And it's so good. And so, talk a little bit more about how did you go with the training? Because a lot of women, they come into our program, they think, oh, how am I going to do this training online? And you know, we've obviously developed the app and the system, and then you have the coach reviewing videos. How did you find it doing all the training online and the app and the progression system that we use?
Yeah, it worked pretty well for me. So, like I said, I've always been pretty active. I'd worked out in gyms a little bit when I was younger. But the gym scene's not really my scene. And so I had never I'd lifted some weights, but I never really lifted weights. And so I kind of went into it with this like, I'm a beginner, teach me everything, I don't know anything attitude. Because I wanted to learn, and even if you feel like you know something, you can always learn more. Like, I know a lot about food and nutrition, but I came into it like, tell me what to do, teach me more. Like, I can always learn more. Kathleen was great. Again, I said, you know, I'm not going to probably go to a gym because I work from home, I cook from home, I work throughout the day, and then my boys are home from school. I don't have in my life the time to set aside to go to a gym, and I won't do it because I just don't like, for me, it's not a place where I feel happy. And so I said, but I'm happy to invest and I will buy whatever I need to create a home gym. And so that's what we did. I started really small with a couple of dumbbells and a bar and some plates, and she set up workouts for me. And the videos that you guys have online are great just for learning how to do it properly and then being able to refer back to her and have her give me feedback so that I could make adjustments, which was, and then like a couple months in, I bought another piece of equipment. And so now, like, I have a full gym, which
So
I
good.
also love because I have my boys and I'm like, my oldest, they're athletes, they're both athletes. And so having them like see me in the gym working out, they are learning that, you know, my husband's coming out and doing it. And so I think it's really been a great thing for our family. And just this example, again, they're boys and I'm like, they don't want to be like me, they want to be like their dad. But like seeing the habits built of, it's fantastic. I love sports. We love sports in our house. And I love yoga, clearly. Like, I teach yoga, I believe in it. But I've always said, like, you need to build muscle as well. Like, you need to build muscle. I've always said that. I've always believed it. And so, just having the access to a teacher, not having to go to a gym, was a really big deal for me. And we've traveled, and I've been able to go to gyms and kind of adjust and acclimate to that situation. And every time I'm like, it's still not my place. This is not my
But how
happy
good that
place.
you're able, because I think if you can set up a decent home gym, brilliant. Like we
Oh,
had
yeah.
one before we came over here. Craig, I think, cried when we had to sell all of our equipment because he's like thousands of dollars. Like, he's all this beautiful equipment. Anyway, but that's so good. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. It's
And
you know,
easy.
I yeah, and easy. It's so great because I can do it when it works for me in my work day. I can step aside, and I told Kathleen, I'm like, if I can like be making something, have it in the oven and go out and do a workout and just come and check on my rest, like
Very good.
that's the way that this is going to work for me. Because once my kids are home from school, I'm running, like we're doing their stuff, and so I have to be able to do my work
Yeah.
and work out in the time that they're gone in the day. And so being able to do it from home has been huge, and being able to even now, so I've transitioned to the group training. I'm not much of a group person, so I'm not great at like getting on and doing the group thing, but I just feel like really comfortable and blessed that I can get on and I can watch your videos and I can still learn, and I know that I can still get on and like get on the calls and access people if I have questions about stuff. So yeah, I've absolutely loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. And a lot of women, you know, like you, they're busy with their kids and work and businesses, and they say, I don't have time. What would you say to that?
Yeah, but you can find it if you want to make the change. Yeah, I still don't have time. But like you prioritize. Like there's time if you make time. And sometimes it takes adjustment. Like I started for a little bit, I was like, I'll get up in the morning, I already was getting up in the morning and like doing my meditations and prayers and like do starting my work day before the boys got up, because that's when I can do invoicing and like figure that stuff out right before I'm interrupted. And so I thought, oh, I'll just get up earlier and then I'll do that morning workout. That did not work for me. And so like figuring out when I had to try different iterations about to figure out what worked, but I was really determined to do it and to make a change. I knew I needed a change. I was very unhappy with what was happening in my body, and I knew. I tell all of the people that I work with, like, we all have a choice, right? I truly believe that if you do the work, you'll see the results. So you get to decide how important it is for you. Like, if you want to get up off the toilet, you'll do the squats so that you can get up off the toilet when you're 80, right? Like,
Sure.
but if that's not important to you, then you'll choose to sit and watch TV and or sit and in front of the computer or whatever it is. Like, and it's hard. It's hard not being able to get up, but it's also hard to do the work to make sure that you can get up. And
Yeah,
so
choose your hard. Choose your hard. You're so
use
right.
your heart. That's
Yeah.
exactly your
Yeah.
heart. And so yeah, like if you feel like you don't have time, you're probably right. But you can figure it out and make time if it's important enough.
And
So,
do you feel it was worth the investment?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
I absolutely do. Yeah.
And do you feel you would have got the same results if you didn't work with Kathleen?
No.
Or have the coaching and support, I guess.
Yeah, having the coaching and support, like having somebody to check in with, that's the other part. Like, I'm pretty determined. Personally, I'm pretty determined. When I decide I'm going to do something, I usually do it. But where I will find that I get caught up is with like emotional stress, family stress. We all have stuff that happens. We all have hard things that come up and grief and different things. And so poor Kathleen, I feel like she was almost more my therapist than my trainer. But it was like having somebody say, it's okay if this week you can't do it because of this and that. It's okay if you're injured and you have to step back for a little bit. You can still come back to it and still see results. Like being told that it was okay to not do it perfect, but just keep doing it was a really big deal for me. And so that part for me was huge. And everybody's different. Like again, the training part, she was great. Like I learned, but I had a little bit of a base, and I have a pretty good like physical body understanding. It was more just that emotional support and just somebody knowing somebody was there that was going to say, like when I'm pulling my hair out, going like, why can't I can't do this thing, I've been sick, or like I injured my hand and I couldn't like grip a bar for 3 weeks, and having her say like, okay, well let's work through it and let's do this instead and you'll be okay, you're still going to come back from it. Like I think that was the biggest part of having her.
Yeah, awesome. And finally, what would you say to a woman who was sitting on the fence about doing any of our programs?
I'd say it's worth it. Just do it for yourself, do it for your family. Like make that investment in being healthy and taking care of the people that you love and yourself who you love. Like the healthier you are, the healthier everybody around you will become, just in that the action of you doing it. So yeah.
So, well, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story. How brilliant. I just love it. And if you're a woman listening to this and, you've been thinking about investing in one of our programs, I'll pop a link below in the show notes. You can book in with myself or the team and just have a free discovery call and find out more. And yeah, Irene, amazing. Thanks so much for coming on, and I'll be back again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.